Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us in just a moment.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Power, productivity, and versatility. You'll find it all at P&K with the John Deere 5045E. This tractor's got 50 engine horsepower and is packed full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Whether you're mowing, baling, or feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. The two-wheel drive 5045E starts at just $179 a month. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to improved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details, terms and conditions, exclusions, and limitations apply.
Beef demand looking pretty good right now. Good rally this last week on our wholesale box beef trade. And we've added some additional monies to our box beef trade this week as well. Yesterday, we ended up higher, about $1 a hundredweight to the upside at $221.32. Joining us today is Jim Robb, top hired hand of the Livestock Market Information Center. He works with land grants around the country and looking at some of the trends within the beef and cattle markets. And he says this recent move up in our wholesale box beef trade has caught a lot of folks, including himself, by surprise.
It does. I mean, the U.S. economy, the macroeconomic data from consumers is still quite positive. The unemployment data, very positive last week. We look at cattle slaughter up 6.3% for the week. Beef production only up 8.1, so these carcass weights are lower than a year ago. That's part of the story. We're very current in our feedlot situation. But it is a bit of a surprise. I think it's both domestic and foreign demand that has been helpful. We've had a lot of featuring in the marketplace, and it takes a while for a market to get caught up. Last fall was really a struggle for the markets to adapt. Clear, you know, from the production side, clear through the grocery store featuring, it takes 2 months about on average to get a full line feature ad set up, get all the meat bought, et cetera. And so it's not an overnight process, and we seem to now be working in that environment. But the demand profile, again, domestic and foreign, very positive. But we also have to remember that this is the time of year. Typically, March, April, May is the peak of the fed cattle market. And we're likely seeing that this year, maybe a little bit earlier than normal.
And one other factor that's out there right now, the Trump rally, move up in the stock market since the November elections, helping out the attitudes in society quite a bit. And most certainly, a lot of folks enjoy going out and getting a good steak when things are going well. Now, as far as the international marketplace is concerned, we now have numbers for January, and Jim Robb says they're really good.
Yeah, we really kicked off the new year on the right foot in terms of the export markets. The imports were down 25% year over year. Imports of beef from Australia were down 47% year over year. Now, this is largely related to the Australian drought winding down and them starting to rebuild their herds. But the imports are down 25%. That's a notable decline. And then on the export front on the beef industry for the month, we were up 21% year over year. And that's a strong rate of gain, obviously. We had 40% year-over-year gains plus in our shipments for the month to both Japan and Mexico. And Korea was up 38% year-over-year. So the only kind of negative market was Hong Kong, but everyone else really shined in that January data.
Cattle and Beef Market Watcher, Dr. Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit pollardfarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.